Who else is on?
Morning, Malcolm.
Good morning. Who else is on?
Simcha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
You can run, but you can't hide.
What do you mean?
No, he doesn't have his face. He has his face blocked out.
What do you mean?
He doesn't have his name in or video on.
Yeah, no, I don't have video on. Okay.
By the way, 6 o'clock is a great time to do it because Zoom's bandwidth has been like being eaten up. So no one's on Zoom at 6 a.m. but us.
What do you mean? Why? Well,
everyone's using Zoom, and even South Shore was using a different one, but they're switching to Zoom today.
Okay.
So all the yeshivas are doing classes through Zoom, everyone, and all the businesses, Zoom's.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. What? Host is not in the meeting yet.
Yeah, he is.
I am.
He's above you.
He says here on my thing.
Menachem, did you sign in as a host?
No.
Or you just hit the link?
I just hit the link.
Okay, so I'm going to sign out, and I'll just do that quickly.
Does it matter?
Yeah. Not really, because it automatically records. But just in case, we need to do something.
What time is Nate's today?
6:01, I think.
7:01?
Yeah, that too.
As somebody sometimes says, we will not be making that.
Today, maybe.
No, it's too fast.
Okay, ready?
Guys, everybody, just put their stuff on mute, please.
Mute.
Good morning, everyone.
Go ahead and start. I'm assigning as the host.
Jeff, is there a way for you after this class is over to send it like on a WhatsApp or something? Jeff, you have to get off mute.
It has to process the download.
Mm-hmm.
And like the one from Monday night, it's still processing. The one from yesterday, I think it finally finished.
Uh-huh. Okay, fine.
Okay. I'm just going to leave and sign it back in as the host, just in case we need to do something.
Fine. So fine. Then we'll start. Ready? No. Waiting for Jeff. 1 second. No, Jeff's not here yet. Okay. Okay. Okay, I think he's back.
Go ahead.
Okay, we can start?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Okay, today is Daf Yud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We are on Daf Yud Aleph of Yud Beis, and we have a stira. We're smack in the middle of a stira. Stira was that one braisa said that a zav is allowed to go out with his pouch, and one braisa said he's not allowed to go out with his pouch. And we're trying to resolve that stira. So we suggested the answer is as follows. If he's going out because he has to keep track of his days, then he's chayev because he needs to know how many days he has. But if he's going out just stomp because he doesn't want to get his clothes dirty, that's not a reason. Okay? As we said, just to save your clothing from getting dirty, it doesn't count, and therefore it's not, you're not chayiv. Now we said, ditnan, how do you know that just caring about not getting something dirty doesn't count? So there's a story like this. Any food, in order for it to become tamei, had to have once gotten wet. That's a rule. The food must have gotten wet once upon a time. So, and not only that, you had to have wanted it to get wet. It had to be something you desired, that you wanted it to get wet. So the mission says like this. There's a mission, machshirin, ditnan. Hakofa kaira ala kosel. If you turn a plate upside down and you let the water fall on the plate, imbishvil shetoda hakaira, if it's because you want the plate to get clean, it's raining, you have a dirty plate, I'll stick it outside and I'll let the rain fall on the plate, clean the plate. Then you want the water there, hareze b'chiyutan. Then you're in the category of b'chiyutan, which means you're happy that the plate got wet. And as Rashi says in the bottom line, kol mashke, all liquids, very bottom line, shetchilaso l'ratzon, if it fell down b'ratzon, afal pishen sofo l'ratzon, even though maybe at the end you don't really want the water, you don't want the water here, dirt, you know, rainwater, you don't want it, but you wanted it when it came down to make your plate clean, machshir, that water is good enough, and now if that water touches food, it'll make the food tamei. And we go to Amar Aleph, shelo yilke hakosel, but if the only reason why you put the plate there was to cover the wall, so that the wall shouldn't get wet, and a b'chiyutan, that's not b'chiyutan, that's not in the category, it doesn't machshir. So too over here, if you're wearing the what's it called, the kiss, the pouch, just so that your clothing shouldn't get dirty, that doesn't count, and therefore you would not be chayef if you carried it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, me dummy, how on earth can you compare the case of the pouch and the case of the wall? Me dummy. As Rashi says, look at the top Rashi. Halo nichale b'hanach mashkin klal. You don't want this liquid here at all. Uberitzono lo yardu. You don't want it to over here. Unehi nami the kfias kaira chashivale anan chashivus de mashkin beinan. We care about the water. Ukfias zu in el legalis lech in a chivitz pen. By putting it over, by covering the kli on the, by putting the kli upside down, there's no greater demonstration you don't want the water. Avalachal inyan Shabbos achshivuse dehotza haptinan. Of course you know you're carrying it out on purpose. Hachotza the kiss chashiva. Of course it's chashiv. Deka mab mibayle lahatzal bigdo, because you don't need clothing to get dirty. So says Rashi, when it, well, the Gemara says it, how can you compare the case of the wall and the case of the kiss? When it comes to the wall, you don't want the wall to get dirty. So what do? You cover the wall. What do you cover it with? Oh, something, a plate. There's no greater demonstration that you don't want the water. But over here, what do you mean you don't want the kiss? Of course you want it. You want it to, clothing shouldn't get dirty. Doesn't make any sense. Be dummy. Hasam loko bayle, I'm in the second line now in the Gemara. Hasam, over there, loko bayle lahani mashkin klal. You don't want the mashkin at all. Hacha, but over here, ko bayle lahai kiss. Of course you want the kiss. Like a bule beziva, to protect you from the zav, protect you from the emission, whatever that is. Aladami ala seifa. It's the same thing as the seifa in that case in Mechshirin, which is areva. Areva means a plate. Areva is a plate. Sheyara delef l'tocha. Now you have a leak in your ceiling. So what do? So you say, I kill two birds with one stone. Not only do I have a leak, so I've got to put a bucket there to collect the water. You know what? I have some water. So areva, the sheyara delef l'tocha, mayim, drops of water fall into the bucket. Hani tazin, hani fazin, hani tuffin. And then that water splashes and hits some apples. Eino b'chiyutan. It's not b'chiyutan. Why is it not b'chiyutan? Meaning that the water does not make the apples tummy. Why not? Because I didn't want the water. The water splashed out. V'shebesocha, but what remains in the cup, in the bucket, hareze b'chiyutan. That is b'chiyutan. Why is it b'chiyutan? Because you want the water in the bucket. It's exactly the same thing as the case of the kiss. You want the kiss here because you want to keep your clothing from getting dirty. So that can't be right. This cannot explain the stira between one kiss and another kiss. Why one bride said it's chayiv and why one said it's pater? Don't tell me because in one you're only doing it that your clothing shouldn't get dirty. That's a good enough reason why you would still become tamei, and we haven't have an answer. So here's our final answer. Ella Amrab, Ella Bayavram Otarvayu, Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. When are you chai for carrying out the kiss? Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Vaha, and when are you pater Reb Shimon. It's the opinion of Reb Shimon. What on earth are we talking about? And on Daf Yud Beis, we are introduced for the first time to something called Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa. If I would ask you, what is a Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa? Anybody can get off their mute and chime in. What is a Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa? Anybody know? So most people think it's a Malacha that was done not for the purpose of the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the reason why people carried was to bring items from here to there. Want to bring something from here to there? So how are you going to get it from here to there? You have to carry it. That is a Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa. If you carry, because I want to bring a book from here to there, you're chayiv. But if I want to bring a book, I don't want it here, or I'm carrying a kisk, I don't want to get my clothing dirty, that's not why they carried in the Mishkan. And therefore, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, a machlokas tanayim, whether or not you're a chayiv for Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa. Rabbi Shimon says you're not chayiv. Therefore, since you're not chayiv, therefore, you're potter, obviously. You're potter, that's the price that says you're potter. And the case said you're chayiv was talking about Rabbi Yehuda. That's what everyone thinks Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa is. And Tosfos says that. Rashi does not say that at all. Rashi, we're going to read the Rashi now. Ha Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi has a whole different pshat of what Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa is. It's a very, very difficult pshat. If we ever get back to a normal life, I was thinking on Shavuos night of giving a shiur on the topic of Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa. It could be a 45-minute to an hour shiur, just trying to understand Shitas Rashi. Rashi here says, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, you got to see the words inside. He says it five times in Mitzvah Shabbos. Amar, Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa, Sheber Tzono, if it was up to you, Lo Tase, you wouldn't have to do it. Ve'eno tzarech le'ikr tachlisa. You don't need it for its ikr tachlis. Kihacha, like over here. She'eno tzarech le'ziva zu. You don't need this or want this ziva. Sh'al yada, that you have in front of you. Ha'akis hazeh, in this kiss. Afal pikein, chayev aleh. You still chayev. U'plitzayhu b'matnia. The main gemara there is in Tzara Gimel on the base. That'll be motzi mace b'mita chayev. If you carry out a mace on its mita, you're chayiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why chayiv? For carrying. Rabbi Shimon says you putter. Why you putter? Because the only reason I took mace out of the house is because I don't want it in my living room. Not because I want to carry from here to there. I just don't want it here. Even though you don't need the mace, you still chayiv. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa is chayiv. Rabbi Shimon, putter. Rabbi Shimon says you putter. What does that mean? What did Rashi mean on Shebir Tzono Lo Tase? Because if it were up to you, you wouldn't be in this position. You wouldn't have done it. A big, big question what Rashi means by that. He also asks the question on Tzadik Dalet over there on Tzadik Gimel. He says, I just don't understand what Rashi says. And he leaves it like sort of like, sorry, I just can't figure out Rashi. So we'll try to figure out Rashi if we have a chance on Shavuos night. Okay.
Menachem, I don't say one thing though.
Yeah.
Everybody understands he wants the kiss. The question is, or should be the question is it a part of regular clothing or is it not part of regular clothing? That should be the issue.
Right. It's a very good question. So it's not part of regular clothing. Who wears that?
The person who needs that type of clothing.
Right.
I don't need to wear a bra. So if I wear one, am I over something?
Right. It's a good question.
Don't laugh, Josh.
Unless you have to wear a bro.
Exactly. but that's the problem. It's something that person has to wear. it's part of his big beged. So why is he should be any different?
Right. So it's a good question, because the answer is the only reason why you're wearing it is to keep your other clothing from getting dirty. Nobody wears clothing like that. Even women, nobody does that. You want to tell me about jewelry? So jewelry, women, men don't really wear jewelry. I mean, they can, but they don't wear it to the extent where no men wear earrings. So if a woman wears an earring she's carrying, no, that's a derech for women, because it's to enhance her. Here, it's to not, you shouldn't get dirty. So there's no model like that. Right? We're not talking about clothing that only women wear or only men wear. We're talking about things that only wearing it, not to get dirty. That's a very funny thing. That's called a Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa, and it's a machlokas tanaim about it. That's the best I can answer. That's the best I can tell you. Good? Okay. So,
yeah, so Menachem, what about a raincoat?
So a raincoat is something that you normally wear when – it's a good question about a raincoat. So what I think is that any clothing that's a normal derech malbush cannot be usher. What if it's what if you're wearing a raincoat and it's not raining? Why are you wearing a raincoat? My mother said wear a raincoat.
Yeah, but for the Zov, it's raining.
What?
Malcolm, using that logic, for the Zov, it's raining.
Right, so after, okay, that's a
literally,
good
literally.
Right.
Don't go to Mutti's case of the bro, but the construction worker wearing a construction hat.
Right, on Shabbos.
Who wears that?
Yeah, nobody.
Okay, but any sort of item that's specific to a specific person who needs it doesn't have to be this case of a Zov. You have different people who need somebody who's wearing a glove for whatever reason, or it could be any sort of item like that.
I hear you. Okay, I got to look into this a little more. It's good. Fair point. Fair point. Now, by the way, we might touch on your point in the very next Gemara. We might not. So if we don't, we'll try to figure something out. So here, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Yotzi adam betfilin be'erev Shabbos in Chashecha. You're allowed to wear tefillin on Erev Shabbos in Chashecha, right? My time, why is that? And what about if you carry a tefillin out? If you wear tefillin, you consider carrying? The answer is absolutely. But you're allowed to wear it out on Friday. You know why? Since you're supposed to touch your tefillin at each and every hour, right? So Sfasem says, what about Yitzvon Shalyat? What about Yitzvon Shalyat, which you don't touch every time, every minute? So then what's about Yitzvon Shalyat? Yitzvon Shalyat he can't wear on Friday afternoons? He's not sure about that. Kavachom from Yitzitz. It's a Kavachom from the Tzitz. Ma Tzitz, she'en ve'elaz kara achas. Even though Tzitz only has Hashem's name one time. Amr Torah, the Torah says, Ve'al mitzchot tamid, she'etzich da'atim imenu. You can't forget about it. So Tfilin, she'esh ben azharos harbe. Has a lot of Hashem's names inside the Tfilin. Alachas kam v'kama, you can't forget about it. Hilkach, therefore, midgar, duck your leg. You will surely remind yourself that you have tefillin. And therefore, you can wear tefillin on Friday afternoons. You don't have to worry because you sure remind you have tefillin. A lot of Rishonim ask, one second, what do you mean that the tefillin are more chashuv than the tzitz? The Kohen Gadol was not allowed to raise his hand above his head because he's wearing the tzitz. But a Kohen head yot, who's wearing tefillin, can raise his hand above his head. That could just tell me that the tzitz is more, that the tefillin is more chashuv than the tzitz. Is that true? So then, yeah, you have to give some funny answer, like regarding this halacha, it's more chashuv, but regarding raising hands above your head, it's not. Tanya, Chananya Omer, Chayav Adon Lamashe Shabid Erev Shabbos and Chashecha. You have to check your pocket before Shabbos. Amar of Yosef, Hilchas Rabasi Lo Shabbos. It's a big halacha about Shabbos. Okay, next, then we said Lo Yifala Es Kelov. You're not allowed to check for lice in your kelim. We didn't really say why. So ibaylahu, why not? Lo yifala es kelim biyom shemi yahareg because we're afraid you're going to kill bugs. Rabbi Elazar he tanya amar Rabbi Elazar hahori kina b'shabbos kila hahori gamal killing a bug on Shabbos to kill the camel meaning yichay for killing the bug. And then it said the Mishnah said v'lo yikar l'or haner shemi yate you can't read by the light of a candle because maybe you will tilt the candle. Odilma tarvayu shemi yate. Maybe they're both because you'll tilt the candle. The reason why you can't check for lice, not because you didn't kill the lice, that's not the reason. It was this, because you'll pull over a candle and you'll move the candle. That's the reason. So we don't know. So Tashma, the Brisa that says, in Poland, you can't check for lice, Bain Koran, and you can't read or Haner. So what do you see? They're both written in one fell swoop. So therefore, the issue is the candle. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Mi Alima, Mi Masnisen, that hasn't any different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the same thing. It's also vague. Toshma, how about this one? Ein pol or haner. You can't check lice by the light of a candle. Vein karl or haner. And you also can't read by the light of a candle. So you see, it's because of candle. Elu min ha'alachas she'amru ba'liyaz Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon. Shma mina, v'tarvayihu she'meyate. Shma mina, yes, the reason our mission said you can't check lice has nothing to do with killing the lice. We'll get into that soon. It has to do with candles. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Afil lahavchin ben bigdol le bigdei ishto. Even yeah, you and your wife share a closet. You want to get your suit, not her suit. So you're going to bring over a candle. You can't do that. Why? Because we're afraid you'll move the candle. Amr Rava, lo amar nela bigdei el de mechuzah. It's only true mechuzah where men's clothes and women's clothes are so similar. Avol d'bnei chaklisa miyadi yadi. Every other place, of course, you know the difference in men's clothing and women's clothing. But the mechuzah is not only lomar and elad dezakenos. Even in the mechuzah, it was only true of the elderly people. Avol diyalados miyadiyot. But the younger people, everybody knew what the difference between clothing was. Now another brayso. Tanur rabbanan ain't polim b'rishos harabim. Don't look for lies in Rishus Rabim. That's something nobody needs to see. Nobody needs to see you doing that. You do it in the privacy of your own home. There are certain activities you don't have to do it in public. Kiyotibo, you don't have to vomit in public. For the same reason, do that in private. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, there's a bride that says like this. So, this is going to be more than just kavod abrios. This is going to be more than just hamapala es kelav. If somebody's checking his clothing for lice and he finds lice, so what do you do with the lice? Mo on Shabbos. Molel means you roll it, the zorik, throw them away, and you can't kill them. Okay? So Rashi says on the second line on top, the second wide line at the bottom, molel, the zorik, b'shabbos, on Shabbos. Molel, what you do is you roll it, lahachish kochan, to weaken them, shelo yachzirilav, they won't go back to the clothing. Ulvajlo you molel, b'docheg, don't roll so hard, b'yarog, you're going to kill them. Because he holds harigas kina shavus, killing them is a shavus. That sounds like a dider rabbanan. Okay, back to the Gemara. Abishol Omer. Abishol says no. Notel v'zorik. No, take them and throw them. Ubavachlo yimolel, but don't demolel them. Don't roll them. Why not? Because Abishol holds like Rabbi Eliezer above that if you kill a bug on Shabbos, it's as if you killed a camel. And we made a gezira. Don't do malila because you might come to kill them. Amrav Huna, halacha, the halacha is molel, you can roll it, v'zorek, and then throw them away, v'zehu kvodo, and that's the way to do it, afilu b'chol, and even on the weekdays you can do it. Now, Rabba makatale luhu, Rabba would kill them, says Rashi, b'shabbos, and kill them on Shabbos, right? Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos says, pirish riva, b'chol, on a weekday, right? Okay, what are we up to? Yeah. Rav Sheshes Mekataluhu, Rav Sheshes would kill them also. Rava, Shadi Luhu Lakana. Rava would throw them into the Lakana Demai, throw them in a bucket. Amaluhu, he would Amaluhu Rav Nachman Labante, Katulin, kill them. Like when I kill them, Vashmi'inan li kala desan vasi. And I hear the sound of my enemies. Not sure what that means by that exactly. Okay. Tanya, Rav Shimon Laza Omer, Ein Hargan is Hamacholas Bishabas, Divir Rav Shimon, Divir Bishamai. Bishamai says, you're not allowed to kill a bug on Shabbos. Who Beis Hillel Matirin? Beis Hillel says you're allowed to. Why does Beis Hillel Matirin? So look at the Rashi Matirin. It's on the fourth wide line. Could the Mefarish time of Perek Shmona Shratzim may Elim Ma'adamim the Mishkan? It's learned out of the Rams Ma Elim Parim V'Ravim. Just like Rams have Puravu Af Kol Shaparav Rava. So to any animal that has Puravu, the Kina and a bug. Eno paravarava, it does not reproduce in a paravarava, ella mibasar adam hu hi shoretzes. Rather, it grows spontaneously on the basar of a person. This is the famous sugya, whether or not that you're allowed to kill a bug on Shabbos because it doesn't have puravu, and science today says there's no such thing as something called spontaneous generation, which they used to believe in. And there's a whole discussion how Rashi and the Gemara really could say that, and there are like basically four approaches. One approach is either science is wrong, which is a hard thing to say. Second approach is Rashi's wrong, the Gemara is wrong, it's also a hard thing to say. And then you have to give some answer in the middle. Maybe they didn't know different, they held what the based on what the consensus was at that time, and based on that, that's what Rashi said, that's what the Gemara said, that, and what does it mean is manazeh? So most hold, we hold like Batillo. According to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to kill bugs. I don't think anybody's matter killing a bug today. No one's matter that. Beis Hillel says it's mutter. So even though we don't want to say Beis Hillel is wrong, we don't want to say Rashi is wrong, we still will not kill a bug on Shabbos. But at the end of the day, they do have peruvu. Okay, you can just invent a Shavu sign on this also. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Where am I? Yeah. V'chein haya Raj of Shemar Lazar Omer Mishom Shemar Lil. Ein mishadchin es hatinokos la'areis. You cannot make a shidduch for people. Velo es hatinok lamda sefer. You can't hire somebody to teach Torah. Lamda oven, so to teach trade. Can't have college, can't be open on Shabbos. Ein menachman avelin. You don't go visit the avel. Ein mevakrin cholin b'Shabbos. You don't give back a chol on Shabbos. None of these things are permissible. Divrei Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel matirin. And Beis Hillel says it is mutter. Fine. Those are all that we're going to talk about.
Is there some sort of connection between all of these things? Like it just seems very random.
So all the things are they're not
Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They're not Shabbos activities.
Not Shabbos activities. You're going to be busy on Shabbos going to college. You don't even hiring a Rebbe. Even hiring a Shidduch. You don't do that on Shabbos. It's not Shabbos activity. It's also a sign. You can go visit somebody on Shabbos. You can go visit a sick person on Shabbos. Beis Shammai said not to do it. I saw over here in the Ran. You ever wonder what the root of the word Shidduch is? What's the root of the word Shidduch? What does Shidduch mean? See, I never thought about it. When I thought that, once I saw it here, I said, yeah, what does it mean? So he quotes over here that there's a pasuk in Shoftim, it says in Shoftim, Perek Hey, pasuk Lamed Aleph, Batishkot Haaretz, and the earth was quiet, the earth was settled. And the Targum there says, Vishaducha Ara. Shidduch means quiet. And you get a wife, your life is quiet, settled, it's calm, it's peaceful. And that, the Ran says, is the root of the word Shidduch. So that was interesting. Fine. Next. Tana Rabbanan. It's fascinating Gemara coming up. Hanichnas levakar es hachole. When you go visit a sick person, you say, oh, my stuck this. Shabbos himil is up. On Shabbos, it's not the time to cry out. Virafua krova lavo. But the refuah should come very soon. The refuah should come very soon. Right? Fine. What does that mean? Shabbos is not the time to cry out. The refuah should come. Some say, because I'm saying this halacha, that Shabbos is not a time to cry out, and that's the chus, I should get a refuah. It's all good. That's who said that? That was the Tanakama. Or Meir Omer? Yechol lehi shetarachim. Shabbos is a time where you could have rachamim. It's the same, very similar idea. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hamakom yirachim alecha, the Hashem should grant you rachamim, del chol Yisrael, and on chol Yisrael as well. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hamakom yirachim alecha, so Chol Yisrael, among the Chol Yisrael. Okay, we have to do this top Tosfos. It is one of the most fascinating Tosfos you're ever going to do. So, first of all, Tosfos says this: Kashel or Binatam, Mamo Elis Tfila. Why do you daven? Why do you ever daven? Lirav Meir of Rabbi Huda, according to them, the Amar they say Parakamid Rosh Hashanah Hakol Nidon and Rosh Hashanah V'Gzar Din Shalahem Nechtam Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, you're judged, and Yom Kippur it's sealed. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, slightly different. Hakol Nidon Rosh Hashanah, V'Gzadin Shal Kol Adam V'Adam, Echad V'Echad, Nechtam Bismano. Each one has its right time. In other words, Pesach Al Tvua, Adam V'Yom Kippur. So he agrees about people. He argues with Rabbi Meir about Tvua, but about people he agrees, it's on Yom Kippur. So the day after Yom Kippur, why are you davening? Why are you davening the day after Yom Kippur? It's already sealed. What are you davening for? That's a question we're not going to answer, if we even have an answer to that question. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Adam Nidon B'chol Yom. A person's judged every day. V'amar Hasam, Amar V'yosef, Kiman Matzlinen Ha'idna, Akitiri V'ashma'iri. Why do sick people, Adam Nidon daven every day? And the answer is, Rabbi Yossi, they daven because of Rabbi Yossi, which is Mashma, the Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Mahan Yitzlusa. According to Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda, what are you davening for? We could ask this question on a global level. Why do you daven every day? Putting aside that question, Tosfos is not asking that question. Tosfos is asking, why are you davening on Shabbos? When you come, Shabbos comes, you go visit the sick person, you say the following tefillos. What are you saying it for? It's already decided. It already was at a Gemara Din on Yom Kippur. Okay? That's Tosfos' question. He's not asking on general davening. He's only asking on Shabbos. Why are you davening on this Shabbos? You're making these tefillos for a chola on Shabbos. Listen to Tosfos' first answer. B'yesh lomar, b'hacha, Shabbos bein Rosh Hashanah ubein Yom Kippur Ma'iri. It's talking about Shabbos Shuva. It's in the middle of between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so there's no Gemar Din yet. Ulefi Ma'idim Mishani Hasam. You don't like that answer? If you don't like that answer, I'll give you another answer. Ibo Yisem Akedav Yitzchak. Amar Yitzchak. Yitzchak says Yafat Tzak Ala Adam Ben Kodin Gemar Din. And you have to add the words Ben La'achad Gemar Din Asi Hacha Shapir. That's why you daven. Tosfos gives two very difficult answers. First answer, he says, it's Shabbos Shuvah. So we're only talking about one Shabbos. You go to visit your friend on Shabbos Shuvah when he's sick. One Shabbos a year. It's a very difficult answer. He made the whole Gemara one Shabbos a year. It's very difficult. The second answer is, no. It's even good to daven after the Gemara Din. What for? I don't know why he says that. In Rosh Hashanah, where this Gemara appears, Tosfos gives two different answers. Two different answers. One's not easy, one's okay. One answer is that the Gemara Din of Rosh Hashanah is you're going to get sick. And the Gzar Din is going to be someone's going to get sick. How long they're going to get sick? That's not decided on Yom Kippur. When is it decided? I don't know. So Tosfos answers Rosh Hashanah. It's not decided on Yom Kippur. It's up for grabs. So you can daven now. That's the third answer. And the fourth answer Tosfos says is that's why the best thing to do is to include Klal Yisrael in your davening. There's never gzeiros on the tzibur. That doesn't happen on Yom Kippur. Only for Yechidim. So if you're davening for the tzibur, you're safe.
Well, why is this specifically asking here only about Shabbos? It seems that this is a question.
Because we're talking about going to visit sick people on Shabbos. When you come to visit them,
I get it. But what's the nafkamina?
What do you
Shabbos,
mean?
Not Shabbos. So
Shabbos himul azog. You shouldn't cry out on Shabbos. The reason you shouldn't cry out on Shabbos is because Rashi says, I didn't say it. Rashi says, ruin your Shabbos. Don't cry out on Shabbos. Shabbos is not a time to be in pain. But you're allowed to visit sick people. So you should say, I really can't cry out for you on Shabbos, but the following tefillah I'll say.
Right, but one second, you shouldn't cry out on Shabbos, but then Tosfos is saying that you don't cry out because it doesn't help because there was an exact right.
It's pointless because you've already been decided. What are you crying for? It's already been determined.
So don't cry out. Don't cry out any other time besides the Aseres and Metshuva because it's pointless.
Exactly. I asked you. I told you the rest of the kasha on the rest of the year. I don't have an answer for you. You have to wait for Shana for that. But at least on Shabbos, so there are four answers to that question. One answer is Shana Metshuva.
Isn't that the famous Rambam and Rabban answer on what tefillah is for in the first place?
Yeah. So it is tzara, right? The Rambam says every day. Rabban says only is tzara. How could the Rambam say every day if he decided on Yom Kippur, right? So first of all, this is only talking about davening for things. What if you're davening just to thank Hashem? Not davening for a thing. Just to thank Hashem. Why can't you do that? That has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. We're only talking about things. Hashem, give me a job. But it was already decided if you're going to get a job. What are you asking for now? On Yom Kippur, Hashem decided. Is the guy going to have a good parnasa or not? Is the guy going to get sick or not? So no, he's sick now. So it's middle of March. Who are you diving to get sick? Yom Kippur. That's a different... So that post gets four answers. The other question we have is, what about davening not for things? Just davening to thank Hashem. Praise Hashem. Nothing wrong with that. So the Rambam says you got to do that every day. Now, the Rambam does say, I don't want to lie, the Rambam does say that you have to ask for things. Otherwise, it's not davening. Even if you ask for things for the tzibur. So tzibur, that's one of Tosfos' four answers. For the tzibur, you could ask for things. You could ask for Mashiach, not for me, for the tzibur. Right? You could ask to return Hashiva Shoftenu, Yerushalayim, all tzibur things. Half a Shemon Esrei is tzibur things and half a Yachid things. Right? The question is better than the answer. End of the day, what are we davening for? It's already been decided. So beyond the scope of this Tosfos, I just thought it was fascinating. Tosfos gives two reasons why you daven on Shabbos, and they're both difficult. One is because it's Sheres Metshuva, very difficult. The second answer is daven anyway. Why? It's good to daven even after the Gzar Din. Why? It's a good thing to do. More than that, I can't tell. I thought it was fascinating. No? Okay. Shevna ish Yerushalayim b'chnisaso Omer Shalom. When Shabbos came in, he said Shalom Aleichem. B'bitziyaso Omer Shabbos himul azok. Shabbos, you're not supposed to cry out. Refu krov alavo, and the refu is going to come soon. Rachamav merubin v'shabbosav b'shalom. She would have a lot of menucha. Menucha. K'man ozal had the amr v'chanina mishi yeshlo chol b'soch beso tzarech she'arivero b'soch chol Yisrael. Who said that whenever you have a chol in your house, you should daven for him among the other chol Yisrael? Come on, Kerbiosi, which is what we do. The Amar Chanina, the Koshi Yitiru L'Nachem available Daka Cholim B'Shabbat. With difficulty, they mastered this. Because at the end of the day, it's not a pleasant thing to go visit sick people. And it's not a pleasant thing to go be Menachem Ovel somebody on Shabbat. Not a pleasant thing. It is sad. But the benefits outweigh the negative. And therefore, they mastered it. But it wasn't such an easy heter. There's no nicham avelam on Shabbos. Just I guess to go to the guy's house, make him feel, cheer him up a little bit. There's no official nicham avelam. There's no shiva on Shabbos, but you can still go to the guy's house. Am Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Kev Yazlina Basred Rav Elazar, V'shiulei V'psicha. When I went to go ask about a chole, Zimnan Amar, sometimes he said, Amakom Yifkod Shul Shalom. Sometimes he said, Hashem should remember him for peace. Zimnan Amar, sometimes he said it in Aramaic. Rachmana Yidchirinach L'Shalom. Same word, but it's Aramaic. Hechi Yavad HaKachri. Say that, Vamar Vudamar. Lolam Al Yishal Adam Tzvacha B'loshan Arami. You can't ask for things in Aramaic. Vamar Rabbi Yochanan Kol HaShol Tzvacha B'loshan Arami. Ein Malach De'asharas is Kakimlo. If you ask for something in Aramaic, the Malachim don't, it doesn't help. Shem Malach De'asharas Makir L'shan Arami. Because angels don't understand Aramaic. Whatever that means. Says Tosfos. Shein Malach De'asharas Mavarchin L'shan Arami. Makir L'shan Arami. Look at the Tosfos, the third one. Levad Mi Gavriel. Except for him. Kedamar besuk besota bereish elonai and damar mar ba Gavriel v'lamdu shivim lashanos leYosef. Gavriel taught Yosef all 70 languages. Aramaic is one of the 70 languages. The Tema says to us, one second. Afilu machshava shebelev kol adam yodim. Angels know what you're thinking. V'lashan arami ain't a yodim, and Aramaic they don't know. Now how does Tosfos know angels know what you're thinking? I don't know how he knows that. That's what he says. Angels know what you're thinking, so they don't understand Aramaic. Please tell me, explain that to me, says Tosfos. Explain that to me. How could they know what you're thinking and not know Aramaic? So what Sfasemes says, a little bit of a Hasidish of art, there are certain angels that take your tfilos to Hashem. And they don't know Aramaic. And Eina Hanami, they don't know what you're thinking. Which is why, when you're davening, you have to say what you want and you can't think it. Fascinating idea. Because they don't know what you're thinking. And they're the ones bringing the tfilos to Hashem. What does that mean, they're bringing the tfilos to Hashem? Hashem can hear you without them. Hashem doesn't know. Hashem for sure knows what you're thinking, right? So it's a try to give a pshat. What this means that they don't know Aramaic. I once heard a pshat many, many, many years ago. Thought it was a great pshat, and the pshat is as follows: angels are called omdim. They are static. They don't grow. Mankind, people grow. Aramaic, at this point, was the only language besides Hebrew that had been used, that had been elevated. It was a common language spoken, and it became the language that writing, that the Gemara and the Zohar were written in Aramaic. And the language itself became elevated. And Malachim don't understand that. They can't understand that because they don't know what it means to be elevated because they're omdim. They just don't understand it. A very beautiful vart. You could say the same thing about English, right? English is a regular language, and English, it never, when people, the Rambam was the only one, the Rambam wrote in Arabic. Nobody did that. They always wrote in Hebrew. So the Rambam was a Yotzei Min HaKlal. But the Gemara was not a Yotzei Min HaKlal. That is the Klal. Everything was written in Aramaic. And therefore, Aramaic, the language itself, became elevated. Malachim can't understand that. And that's why they don't understand Aramaic. That's the word I heard once.
But the problem with that is, that means why they don't understand Hebrew.
No, because Hebrew was given that way. So it never grew.
But it became elevated.
It was static.
But it did become elevated. It was the language that was used by the Ivrim. And then
It's a good question. That's the word I once heard. Not a bad word. It's a half an answer. It's better than nothing. It doesn't fully answer it, so that's the best I can do. Okay. So the answer is Shiny Chola. Chola is different. The Shechina Imo, because the Shechina is with him. The Amar of Not. That's why you could say in Aramaic. Amar of Anan. Amar of Rav. Menayin Shechina. Soi to Chola. How do you know the Shechina supports the Chola? Shenemar Hashem Yisodeno Alerish Davoy. Someone goes to visit a sick person. You shouldn't go sit on a high chair with all different rules. Just, you know, cover yourself and sit in front of him. The Shechina is above the Chola. How do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zon the Chola? Shenemar. Hashem Yizden al Erish Davoy. Fine. Next. Lo Yikrul Or Haner. You shouldn't read by the light of a candle. Omar Rabba, I feel a Gvoa Shtei Komos, even if it's two Komos, even if it's two stories tall. I feel a Shtei Mardos, even if it's two lengths away from you. I feel a Asara Batam Zulad Abzu, even if it's on the 10th floor. Chad Hudulo Likri, Hash Trey Shapir Dami. One can read, but two. By the way, why do we say those rules? If it's 10th story high, you still can't read by Or Haner? The answer is Lo Plug. However, one person can't. A tray shopper them. Two can. I have a Tanya low echiv lo shanai, not even two. I'm Rebbe Loza low kasha. No. Tan, when can two people learn together, read together in Yinecha? They're both reading the same book. Tan, when can they not? Shnei Inyanim, we're reading two different books. If we're reading the same book, the same sefer, we're going to remind each other. But if we're reading, I'm reading my book and you're reading your thing, then we can't. Amravuna, Medura, if it's a big Medura, even 10 people can't read together because you're not going to go near the flames because you're afraid of getting burnt. So you might adjust things. It's a big, big problem. Amarava, Im Adam Chashavu Mutter. If you're an Adam Chashav, then it's Mutter. Why don't we say low plug over here at the Adam Chashav? You have to give some technical answer. We only say low plug on the candle itself, not on who's reading. So that's why two people is okay. Adam Chashav is okay. You have to give some answer like that. May say, 1 second. Lo yikra lara ner. Shemiyate. What do you mean Adam Chashav is different? We said nobody could do it. Amar Yishmael ben Elisha, ani ekra loete. I'm going to read and I'm not going to make a mistake because I'm better than that. Hamachas, one time, Kara ubikesh lahatos, he was about to. Amar kama gedolim divri chacham. They're very wise. Shayu omrim lo yikra lara ner. Right? No. Karavita. No. He did move the candle. Because of Al-Pinkasa, when he wrote in his diary, Ani Yishmael ben Elisha, Karisi, I read by a candle, the Tisi, and I'm near B'Shabbos, and I moved the candle, with Kishiyavo Beis HaMikdash, Avi Chatos Shmina. When the Beis HaMikdash comes, I gotta bring myself a Chatos. Tosfos has an unbelievable question. Tosfos says, you know, we have this rule that Hashem protects Tzadikim, and even the behemoth of a tzaddik won't make a sin. So how could this happen? So he gives two answers. First answer he gives is, that's only by food. By food, there's such a halacha like that. When it comes to food, Hashem will make sure a tzaddik doesn't sin. Right? And doesn't apply by other things. He tells us that food's the worst thing of all, because it's the tamtam the lave. Hashem won't let a tzaddik sin. Second answer he gives is, you can't say this, Hashem protects a person, a tzaddik, when he's going ahead and doing something he shouldn't be doing. The Chacham made gzeira, don't read by the candle. Don't go ahead and read by the candle, then expect Hashem to protect you so that you shouldn't make a mistake. It's ridiculous. Right? So therefore, he made a mistake. Amar Abaya, Amar of Abba, Shani Rabbi Shol ben Elisha, Ha'ol umeisim atzmal divrei Torah kehedyot. Now, he treated himself like a hedyot, and therefore, the Adam Chashav rule still applies. He was an exception, and that's why he was an exception. Tani Chada, one brisa says, Shamish, Bodek koseis v'ka'aris l'oraner, that a shamish, a servant, an attendant, a waiter, whatever, can check the place, make sure they clean by the light of a candle. Tani the chloibah. Another brisa says, can't do that. Well, kasha is not a kasha. Khan, when can he not do it? Shamish kavua. He's your regular guy. So he can't do it because he's afraid he's going to get fired. And therefore, he might tilt the candle to make sure he pleases you. Therefore, don't let him even look. When can a shamish look? A shamish ain't a kavua. He's only there for the day. So what does he care if you fire him? What does he care? He's not going to come back to you anyway, never again. That's why there's a difference. Ibay sema or hava ha b'shamish kavua. Both of them could be a shamish kavua. Below kasha. Ha, when can you not look? The demishcha. It's an oil candle. Baha, when can you look? The nafta. If it's some kind of what's nafta in English? Naft. It's some kind of foul-smelling oil, but you're not going to go near it anyway, so it's not a problem. Ibailahu, shamash she'ena kavua. If he's a shamash she'ena kavua, b'dimishcha, put it to the oil. Now, what's the story? So can he look by the light of a candle? On the one hand, it's very easy to tilt. On the other hand, he couldn't care less if he pleases you or not. So what's the story? Amarav, halacha, it's mutter, but the emorin came. Don't spread that around. V'yemi b'av amar, no, halacha, emorin, spread it around. Tell everybody that. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba is a very difficult story. Iklu lebe Rav Yossi, Rav Asi, he went to Rav Asi's house. Kam Shaimei. Rashi says it was Rabbi Yirmiyah's attendant. Rabbi Yirmiyah brought his servant to Rav Asi's house. It's like me bringing my servant to your house. And Kabazit Lenuhur Deshraga. And he was checking by the light of a candle. Amr led the bitu. Marlo Avad Hachi. We don't allow that in our house. Amalei. Shavke, let him go, Kirabe Svirale, because he holds like his own Rebbe, meaning he's holding like his Rebbe. And Rashi said, Rabbi Yirmiya, the Amar Halachu Morin Kei. In other words, what Rashi is saying is, since this guy was in another house, he was considered an Eno Kavua, because he was in the other guy's house. But yes, it's Fasemes, but he's Rabbi Yirmiya's servant in the other guy's house. That is being in the other guy's house help. Rabbi Yirmiya will still fire him. Doesn't make sense. He loses the Batar Rachid. I don't understand this Gemara. If I bring my servant to your house, he's not considered your servant. He's my servant. Happens to be, he's in your house. They have it sometimes, right? The people will come for lunch and they'll bring their babysitter with them. Watch the baby. Who's babysitter working for? Working for the host or for the guest? Who's working for the guest? Very difficult Gemara here. But that's the story. We finished the forgot to the two dots, and we'll pick up tomorrow from the two dots. Everybody have a very good day. And tomorrow we're 6:10. So what we're thinking of doing is I'll put it on the chat. I'm thinking of on Friday afternoon maybe giving a shiur for Shabbos' daf. What do you think of that? So we'll talk about that. I'll put it on the chat. And everybody have a very, very good day and enjoy.
Take care. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.
Great.